Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide. And our subject today is rolling responsibilities. As a leader, I'm sure you have had to define roles and responsibilities for a bunch of different positions which you have staffed, right? You're creating a new job description, you want to define whether someone going into that role is a good fit, you want to define whether someone already in there is doing a good job, you want to help them progress, you have roles and responsibilities. What are you expecting? What should they be doing? And funny enough, in Startup Land, a whole bunch of the executives I work with do not have roles and responsibilities defined. When the co-founders have decided they needed a VP, they needed a CTO, they just got one. They didn't really know what they were looking for. And even for co-founders I work with who have decided to take on one of the tech exec roles in the company, they don't really know what's success. And whenever I start working with someone new, I ask, what is your definition of success? We're going to be working together. Fast forward a quarter, how will you say whether you're doing well? How will you know you're doing even better? How are you measuring yourself day in, day out? And a lot of people don't really know. And I think that what should be done is not just say, it is what it is and move on, not knowing, not aiming, not having any measures. I think that this is a big part of managing up, of moving upstream. If you do not have roles and responsibilities, I think it is perfectly fine to define them. Come up with what you think should be success in your role. And in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I think right at the get-go, I say you need to have this as a conversation with your boss. If you report to the CEO, talk and decide, why are you there? Why does the company need you? How will you know 3 years from today whether you had any real impact on your team? Have the discussion with the CEO, because that can really shed a light on a bunch of stuff. Because, for example, maybe you think that the most important thing is, I don't know, the team's quality, whatever. But for the CEO, the most important thing for the next 6 months is purely, I'm just saying something as an example, transparency, because it is of the utmost importance to be able to talk to potential first design partners in a way that builds trust. And even if you don't have everything perfect, they want to show that you are on top of things. So transparency, whenever there's an issue, they know about it. Whenever there's a delay, you communicate it. Maybe that's the most important thing, and that actually changes how your organization works. Of course, every organization wants to have great quality and be completely transparent. But if you have to choose one, if you have to focus on something, it really helps to know what actually is going to move the needle. Second, after you've talked to the CEO, hopefully you're going to have a collaborative discussion where the other party is going to be willing, communicative, giving you something. But I've seen cases where that's not the case, where the CEO basically says, I don't know, I just, you know, I need to make tech work. And now it comes up to you. You need to decide how you're going to measure yourself, because essentially no one else will. Come up with your own roles and responsibilities. Define, why does the company need you for? What change are you going to be doing, affecting in the organization? So maybe it's the coaching you're doing. Maybe it's how you're building your organization to grow with the company's needs. Maybe for you, at the end of the quarter, you're not just saying, I want to have the roadmap delivered, but I want to see that I can measure the robustness of my team and see that it grows. For example, maybe you're keeping track of your Peter Pan count. How many Peter Pans have you got in your organization? Is the number getting better? Are you tracking how many people in the organization are always growing? Are you tracking the robustness of your organization by spotting single points of failure? You know, if that single person leaves, we're going to have a really bad couple of months trying to make up the knowledge. Or are you immune? So no single person can really screw up an entire quarter. That sort of stuff. you need to think about what is your destiny. For example, I work with executives who are all about the coaching. They care about helping their people grow. That's what makes them tick. That's for them. That's the definition of their roles and responsibilities. Yeah, they care about quality. They care about delivery. But when you come to the thing that they measure themselves by is getting the basics done and then amazing coaching. Others focus on their connection to the product, to the users, the product mastery that they wield in order to make everything R&D work a lot more impactful. Some of them are just driven by innovation. They're trying to find the tech innovation that can really move the needle, that can actually help them disrupt their market, capitalize on technology's promise. Whatever that is for you, you have to decide it in most times. And after you have an idea, you can talk about it with the CEO if you want to. But what I want you to realize is that just because you're not being given a metric doesn't mean that you shouldn't be creating a metric yourself. People who are driven, who have a goal, always do better, even if that goal, in hindsight, wouldn't be the best goal you could have chosen. Merely having one and striving to really knock it out of the park for that specific goal is usually a guarantee that you're going to be better than 99.9% of the tech executives in the world. So take some time, come up with your own roles and responsibilities, decide what you're going to do, how you're going to leave a mark on your organization, and then start doing that. Because life is just too short to keep floating away like a floating leader, and it's definitely too short to lead an average team. Don't do that. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I share 3 exclusive insights every week. The link is in the show notes. And another thing, I've got exciting news. I'm starting work on a new book. So in case you're interested in being a beta reader, I'm looking for some beta readers to give me feedback about the book. It's best if you're a tech executive or a non-technical co-founder. If you're willing to do that, give me some feedback. Do reach out. My email is in the show notes. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. I answer everyone. So, waiting to hear from you. Thank you for joining me. Talk to you soon.